Tsunami hazard in New Zealand. New Zealand has had tsunami in the past, so people need to know what to do. In New Zealand, there have been about 10 tsunami higher than 5 metres since 1840. Some were caused by earthquakes that happened a long way away, but most were from seafloor earthquakes closer to New Zealand. A nearby coastal seafloor earthquake is the only warning people may get before a tsunami arrives. Such a tsunami can arrive within minutes, before there is time to give a warning. Very large, far-off earthquakes give more warning time. Some tsunamis are foaming walls of water filled with debris and sand that crash ashore and sweep inland. Others are just quickly rising or falling water levels over minutes or an hour. Both are dangerous. Both can travel over land at speeds faster than a person can run. Risk of tsunami. The risk of tsunami in the Pacific Ocean is higher than for other oceans because of the Pacific Plate boundary, or Ring of Fire. This zone has lots of earthquakes because of the movement of the tectonic plates. New Zealand is therefore at risk of tsunami. Sources of tsunami. Tsunami can come from close or far off sources. If a tsunami is formed close to land, then there may be very little warning. Tsunami formed by local earthquakes can reach the nearest coast before scientists can work out the location of the earthquake and issue a warning or start tsunami sirens. A strong earthquake may be the only warning of a tsunami. If an earthquake lasts for more than a minute or is strong enough that it is difficult to stand, then you need to move quickly to higher ground. If you are at the beach and notice the sea suddenly recedes, you also need to move to higher ground. For tsunamis caused by far-off earthquakes, such as in South America, there will be warnings. Tsunamis from South America, Alaska, and Japan take more than 12 hours to reach New Zealand. What to do if there is a tsunami? If you are near a beach and feel a strong earthquake or notice the sea receding unusually, quickly move to higher ground. You may only have a few minutes. Take yourself and others to higher ground, at least 35 metres above sea level is best. If you cannot go higher, go inland at least 1.5 kilometres. Do not return for at least 1 hour or until told it is safe. Do not wait for tsunami warning before moving to higher ground. Do not go near rivers and inlets because they make tsunami waves larger. If a tsunami is coming from a long way away, then warnings will be given. Tsunami warnings will be given on your local radio via a siren or loud hailer. Turn your radio on and follow instructions. Take only what is needed if you are told to evacuate. Do not go to the beach to watch the waves come in. If you are on a boat, stay on the water. Do not return to port. Tsunamis can cause very fast changes in water levels and unusual currents in ports and harbours. Design and complete a poster to tell people what to do if there is a tsunami.